T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're jumping out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now, because on the line is Radio.com Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Brian's also the host of the Prevent Defense. It's an NFL podcast out right now on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. Brian, thanks as always for joining us.
Baldy, good morning.
My pleasure. What's going on, Joe?
Man,
Zach, how you guys doing, man?
We're hanging in there. Yeah, we're surviving. We don't want anybody else to ever go through this. Even if you have an ex-wife or anything that you don't like, we never want to go through it.
Joe, I remember the 2008 Detroit Lions. And, you know, I remember the – I mean, I did a couple of their games at Fox that year, 0-16. And, you know, I mean, they got Matt Stafford the next year, and, you know, he's a good player. We watched him last night. But I don't understand what the Dolphins are doing. This is the worst I think I've ever seen any team ever on every level. I've never seen a team this bad. I can't remember one anyways. I mean, Josh Rosen drops back the first 4 plays of the game. He's sacked on 3 of them. You know, I mean, it's just a complete depletion of talent. And really, it looks like a horribly coached team right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the offensive line, because we had this Josh Rosen thing, and I've been telling everybody, and some people don't like Josh Rosen. Some of our writers don't like him. And I was like, how do you know how good he is? It's like he had no chance in that first quarter through those first couple of series, and then I think you get pounded so much, I think you get a little shell shock. Now, I don't know if he sounds like I'm making excuses for him or not.
Well, he went through it last year, Joe. He was on the worst offensive football last year, and he got hit a lot. I never saw him complain about anything. I never saw him point a finger at anybody, never heard him blame anybody. I mean, he was sacked once every 8 passes last year in Arizona. It's the same thing. I mean, look, I was in Kansas City last week, and I watched Laremy Tunsil pitch a shutout in Kansas City. And if you talk to Deshaun Watson or you talk to Billy O'Brien, I mean, they're smiling ear to ear that they have Laremy Tunsil. He was your best player by far. He's the best left tackle in all of football. He's just a very consistent player. Now, Jamarcus Webb is on his 7th team in 10 years. He's out there struggling, you know. I mean, and that's what he has done. He's played right tackle predominantly. They got him at left tackle. You know, you go from Laremy Tunsil, and I'm not picking on Jamarcus Webb. I'm glad he's got a job in this league and he's playing. I'm happy for everybody that does. But you go from Laremy Tunsil to Jamarcus Webb. I mean, you can't fall any further than that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've seen the whole thing and going through this. I want to ask you about the whole quarterback thing, because you obviously know what the Dolphins are looking at. Do you have a favorite guy? Are they starting to talk any about – is it clearly Tua, in your opinion, or is it still wide open? It looks like a pretty good quarterback class coming out.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to evaluate these guys right now, to be honest with you, Joe. I mean, I know there's guys out, Daniel Jeremiah, you know, from our NFL Network is really good at it. And you're looking at, you know, all the guys. But, you know, you're going to get the first pick. And I don't know if Tua's the guy. I don't know if Tua's going to come out. I mean, I know his family from Hawaii. I think he probably will, but it's not a guarantee he's going to come out. Some of these guys are a little bit different. Like, you know, education is important to him. Graduating is important. I don't know that that's going to happen. He's having a great season. He's doing everything you want a guy to do. But if you're telling me that they're going to be Deshaun Watson or they're going to be Patrick Mahomes right now, I mean, I wouldn't even come close to making any claim like that, as good as those guys are.
Yeah, Dolphins GM's worst nightmare is Tua goes back to school and he doesn't have the option of taking him.
No, you just screwed up tank for Tua. Way to go.
But think about it. Like, you know, Andrew Luck went back. He went back for his senior year. And, you know, whatever you think about Marcus Mariota, he could have come out the year before and he didn't. And he stayed. And so, you know, some of these guys are just wired a little bit different, you know. And the college experience, I mean, it's not about money or fame or being the first pick. I mean, some of these guys, it's about other things. And, you know, I mean, I think Tua is kind of wired like that, to be honest with you. But I'm not making any predictions here, you know, at this point.
Baldy, I want to just go back to last night's game just for a second. Of course, we're not going to be talking about football or any of the quarterback play or how any of the stats were. It's all about those penalties at the end of the game. I saw on your Twitter also, and if you go to anyone who's either played the game or covers the game, their Twitter handle last night, it was all about that. What did you think about that, and is there a way to fix this at this point? Because those two penalties at the end of the game were the difference in the game.
I agree, and I watched him, and I know Trey Flowers. I know how he plays. He never had an illegal hands to the face penalty in his career, ever, and he gets two in the matter of a couple of minutes, and he's not in hands to the face. I mean, Booger pointed it out right away. We saw the replays. I mean, it's just blatantly bad calls. But forget about that. I mean, it's becoming an unwatchable product. I mean, I do games every Sunday. Joe's out there at games every Sunday. I mean, you just can't stop the game and look at these penalties every single play. I mean, it's not football. There's no continuity to it. And I just look for linemen. I understand protecting the head. I really do. And I'm all for taking the headshots out of the game. But you have to let these guys play too. I mean, there's got to be some sort of balance. And illegal hands to the face, no player's getting hurt from that. These guys are 330 pounds, you know, that you're trying to block and hit. You're not going to hurt these guys by putting the hand on the head or the face mask. It just doesn't that doesn't happen. And, you know, to Trey Flowers have that happen to him, and he's showing you exactly where he's putting his hand, right on the inside part of the shoulder pad. I mean, that's where you stab guys. You stab guys right there with your left hand, like he did. And you just got to let them play, but it's just diluting the whole product.
Hey, Baldy, we had something else, too. Now some of the offensive linemen are becoming great actors by putting their head back. I didn't. Yeah. That's the first time I've seen that. Like, you can almost – it's like flopping in basketball now. Are we going to start seeing more of that with these guys? They're smart enough, they know they can draw a penalty?
Well, we're seeing it. You know, we're seeing defensive linemen just flop, you know, and they know they can get the call. You know, my favorite player in the league is Quentin Nelson, and he's not finishing players like he did last year because they started to call him for it this year. It's not a hold. He's just like, you know, a John Deere tractor with feet, and he's just moving players and pushing them over piles. And he started getting penalized. He's not going to start finishing players because he can't risk the penalty right now. But you're seeing it all over the league. Yeah. I see it all the time now, guys flopping. And they're getting the flags, so they're going to continue to do it.
Well, and I don't know about you, but pass interference has just been a disaster. I don't know what they're telling the officials. I know the officials are getting blasted, but I got a theory, and I want to know, Baldy, if you agree or not. Part of the problem is offseason. The rules committee gets together, and they throw out this new stuff. So Lee comes up with all this new stuff, and they put more stuff on these officials. I don't think they can handle this pass interference and who's holding and who's not and shots to the face and all this stuff. They got so much on their plate now that – and the reviews are just a joke. I wish we go back and let them play a little bit. I don't mind if we think it's pass interference or even if it's minor pass interference with the guys pushing back and forth. Let them play a little bit. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm right with you, Joe. I'm right with you on it. And you know, the pushback is pretty strong right now, and rightfully so. I mean, we watch these plays, these replays every week on these games. And we had a couple in Kansas City last weekend. And I don't know what pass interference is anymore. Nope. I don't know what a catch is anymore. I don't know what any of the rules are. I don't know. And I've talked to some leading officials, some of the leading ones that haven't, left the profession and gone into television, the ones that are still left.
Right.
And, I mean, just privately, I can't mention the names, but there's it's an impossible game to officiate right now. And I know everybody points to the officials, but they're just kind of doing what they're told. These guys work at it really, really hard. I know a bunch of them personally. I'm sure you do too, Joe. And, you know, they're trying their best, but it's an impossible game to officiate right now. And so I really don't know. I mean, you're getting all these reviews on pass interference. It sure looks like the guys are grabbing the arms and restricting the ability to catch the ball or whatever, and they're not overturning it. So I don't know what it's supposed to actually do right now.
So I was told by one of those guys you're talking about that they pretty much got a call before the season started and said, listen, man, we know we got this review and the coaches are going to use it, but unless – and we're going to send it to you again, that Rams and Saints play at the end of the game.
Yeah.
If it doesn't look like that, don't call it pretty much because that's what it looks like, right?
You're right, Joe. And if that's the case, and that's really what's being echoed around the league right now from, you know, all the scribes and people like ourselves talking about it. And if that's the case, then they should never have changed the rule. They should never have changed it and opened it up so that you can just review pass interference, offensive and defense. They should never have done it. They should have just said, look, we have to live with the egregious foul in an NFC Championship game. We have to live with it. Because what they've gone to now, and hopefully this is an experiment and they'll go back to saying, right, we're just not going to do this anymore. We're going to live with the calls. Because it's not making the game any better, that's for sure. And it's not overturning the fouls that look like interference right now.
Right. Baldy, who would be your MVP right now of the NFL if you had to give one out?
Well, Christian McCaffrey's doing a pretty good job of, for a running back. I mean, the ball's in his hands. He's an amazing player. He doesn't get tired. He's got almost 1,000 yards from scrimmage. He's going to shatter every record in that department if he keeps this up. But, you know, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, they're all in the conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You named them. You named all the hot ones. Right. Baldy, it's always great having you, man. Thank you so much. Always telling it like it is. I appreciate it, brother. Thanks for coming on.
All right. You got Joe. Anytime. Take
care,
guys.
All right. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Make sure to go check out that podcast. Prevent Defense. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. We always thank Brian for coming on the show real quickly. It's that time for your chance to win Joe's dough. This word, the word this hour is car. That's car, C-A-R. Text the word now to 72881. You have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word car right now to 72881. You could win $1,000 of Joe's dough. Your next chance to win is at the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Car is the 9 a.m. code word.
I'm still thinking about this, but the Kenyon Drake for a fifth-round pick really bothered me.
What about a four?
Well, even if there's some guys pouting right now or down a little bit about that, I know there is. There is. There's no question there is. This is hard on everybody. Mm. It's not easy on anybody. But I don't want to get another draft pick.
Yeah.
If we can get him back, I want him back.
If he
wants
to.
I don't think Kenya's going to play full time. First of all, if you're playing a running back full time, Christian McCaffrey is playing full time, and he can stay healthy, that's one thing. But I like the Kenyon Drake if he's used properly, made some plays. He did it last game, and keep him around, and hopefully we can get him back. If we lose him, okay. But
fifth round pick.
I don't know, man. Just get rid of somebody for a fifth round. Fifth round pick does nothing for me.
That's where you can get
I got
the,
plenty
guys,
of ones,
right?
Twos, and threes,
you
man.
Do.
I don't have to worry about fives, sixes, and sevens.
The first 2 days are going to be a very packed Dolphin draft. 7 picks in the first 2 days.
Boy, you're right. It's going to be crazy.
7 out of the first 99.
Give me 6 out of 7. You can kind of whiff
but
on
you
one.
You can't miss on one.
You got to hit no. And don't mess up one.
You just hit 6
one
out
better
of 7.
Not. 6 out of 7.
Can I be greedy?
Don't
and say
miss
you
on
can't
the
miss
ones.
One.
No, you can't miss on the ones. Yeah, no question.
At least the one.
Can't believe it. Here it is, man. Not even to Halloween. We're already talking draft. Talking so much damn draft right now. Hey, anyway, we got to go to break here. 56022, though, and get your thoughts on everything going on, officiating the team, the National Football League, and everything else going on. Busy day in sports. We'll jump right back on it here coming up in just a moment.
Join 560 WQAM, the Joe, and Modelo for a watch party this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. at Brewfish in Pompano Beach. You can enter to win a cooler and a 40-inch TV. That's 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday at Brewfish in Pompano Beach.
All right. Well, we've been all over the board here today talking about a lot of things, including the draft, which I guess is going to come up some form of a mock draft.
Oh, yeah.
With us selfishly talking about things that we care most about for our team.
Right.
56022. We got a lot of stuff coming in this morning. What do we have that you like?
Baldy hit it right on the head. Can this coaching staff coach up all the draft picks and free agents this team will have next year? Flores has shown he was trying to win. He may not have the goods. People questioning Brian Flores now.
Well, it's kind of hard under these circumstances to see. And we've had guys make plays. You're just looking for more consistency as they play. The offensive line is just a different deal because, once again, you know, I'm not to break it down, but Jesse Davis moves to right tackle. Jesse, meet Evan Bain. your new right guard playing next to you. All right. And then, oh, Jamarcus Webb back over to left tackle. Welcome, Michael Dieter. You guys know each other a little bit.
A little, but, yeah.
But you throw them blitzes.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
You don't pick them up, Zach. The next team uses them, and the next team uses them, and
Wow, Omar rattled the hell out of Joe with that fifth-round pick for Drake comment, huh? He did. Still thinking about it.
I'm done with the trading stuff. Like, whatever. I would like to keep. I don't know, man. I know Kenyon, you know, has had his moments, but I'm a big fan. I've seen him do it. These guys, you know, and this is a tough situation for everybody. Every skilled player, this is tough. This is tough.
The entire front office for the Finns must go. I have no respect for any head coach or GM who would take a job knowing the intent was to lose or tank. What type of real coach would agree to that? Don Shula's got to be ashamed. Use our tools. Go out and get a real head coach now that's committed to this. Fire Flores. Hire Harbaugh. Ooh, God. The end of
that's
that
like,
one. I think Harbaugh's the most overrated coach in football.
If you don't like Brian Flores, but he's not going anywhere. And honestly, I would love to know, and there are people that know, but they would never tell me, like, did we know we were going to rebuild / tank to this? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. We just had some deals that really, you know, fell in our lap, or we had a guy that didn't want to be here, which was what we've been told to this level of trying to put it. But once they put that offensive line group together – and you got rid of Tunsil, who Baldy calls the best left tackle in football. I don't know if he is, or a lot of people think the guy that played last night for Green Bay is the best left tackle.
He's pretty good, too. Good but, actor, too.
Yeah, very good. Very good acting. Getting that head back now. It's hard situation, and it's hard. It's not only hard on players to have success. The coaching staff, it's – you can't just get rid of him, by the way, to get rid of Brian Flores.
No, come on. Brian Flores is the head coach next year of the Dolphins.
And then you throw out somebody. I mean, at least throw out a sexy name. And
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh can't win in Michigan.
Oh, God.
And that's when he's recruiting all. He doesn't have to draft. He's just recruiting guys.
Taking trips to Italy. I wonder if Tua doesn't want to be part of this dumpster fire here in Miami. What do you think? No, I think if he gets drafted, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I do, too.
Get this guy off the air. I think he's talking about Baldy. He hasn't done any research. Tua's not going back to school because he's graduating early, so he has no classes to take. And his brother's following him and will start next year. 0% chance he doesn't enter the draft. There's another Tua ready to go in Alabama?
There is another Tua.
Oof.
He's been playing a little bit, if you haven't seen it. Plays, the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter?
Right, yeah.
I don't even know, honestly, if he's a backup. He might be the third guy that's been coming in, getting a little bit of playing time. I always loved this. So he's as good as his brother. I don't know about that. His brother might be the first overall pick, but definitely a first-round pick.
Let's hold back on that first.
Honestly, Baldy didn't want to touch the – I should never even gone there. He's studying all this other stuff. He's not doing the draft stuff. So it's not – that wasn't fair to him. He tried to pretty much say, I don't have a comment on that. Let's wait.
Someone says, Joe, you could blame the whiny crybaby Sean Payton for all this mess with the penalties and the pass interference. He had to find a way to cover his ass for bad play calling.
By the way, I agree with that. I think that – I'm not a huge Payton fan. I think he's a good coach, but I'm not just – there's another guy that kind of – when you watch him, Not a huge fan. Yeah. Obviously, he's got a great organization,
and they
might win it all. They might come back down here and do it again. They did it once down here. They might do it again.
Did they do it during Purple Rain?
They were. They're the Purple Rain. Are they the Purple Rain
team?
I
think they were Purple Rain.
Yeah, I'm not. Now I'm confused.
Or was it the Bears?
Was it the Colts or
the Colts Bears game? Maybe that was it.
Not sure.
It was
which
raining.
One,
right. I don't think
it was
Purple raining. I don't think we're tanking. Why would Flores bring in Fitzpatrick after Rosen was struggling for tanking or go for two? That's a media narrative.
I agree. They're trying to win, but they're trying. See, they are. I don't know how clear we have to make this. They are trying to win with what they have. I think they are. But we don't have any horsepower in the car. The car is one of these, gets really good gas mileage, but doesn't go real fast. And doesn't have a lot of power.
I'm trying.
So you just don't have a lot. There's not a lot there.
How about this one? He goes, Joe, don't be so mad. Zach didn't even ask Omar about Drake. It was about Balazs, that question, that he came out and said, trade Drake. I did. I asked him about Charles Harris and Balazs' playing time, and he said you should trade Drake.
You see Charles Harris playing time?
What playing time?
He barely got to jog on the field.
It's nothing. It's done.
Taco just got here, and they go get him, Taco.
Taco's heads and shoulders above this guy.
Tacos.
He's been here 4 weeks.
By the way, Taco went after the quarterback to start the game, and it looked like a 200-pound guy. Like, he can run.
Mm. Yeah. Taco's a good pickup.
Taco might be – it'll be one of those guys going, hey, we might have a little something here in Taco Tuesday and maybe Taco Sunday.
Purple Rain was Colts over Bears.
Yeah.
Yep, they just want to – of course, they get that. Joe Rose, head coach, Miami Dolphins. I'm in. I don't think Joe would be a great head coach.
I'd be a horrible head coach. I as always tell everybody, I prefer to second guess everybody. I don't want to be the guy. I don't want to put my neck out there where you're all ripping me.
Man.
I just want to second guess because everybody second guesses. Everybody forgets everything they second guess about.
All
media guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we were to, like, Mel Kiper Jr., all the Mel Kiper Jr.'s out there for every network, how would they feel about stuff they say about all these players?
Yeah.
They still bring up the guy that is dead about what he said about Marino.
Right, that's right. Dr. Z.
I started to say Z. Dr. Oz.
No.
Dr. Z.
Take the O out. It's Dr. Z. Joe, I would take Lincoln Riley over Harbaugh every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
That guy's good.
Quarterback whisperer, that guy. Or
by
got
the
a
way,
great system.
He makes quarterback. Those quarterbacks ought to all be giving money back to the school, everyone that gets drafted, and go, thank you, Lincoln. Here's the donation back to the school and what you've done for my career in your offense.
Yep, I'll take that.
By the way, Hurts is going to be an interesting one to see where he goes.
Right.
I think this whole thing with quarterbacks, because Tony studies it a lot more than I do, and I'm just sitting here in good old Miami. But he's got Jordan Love going second.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow six.
Yeah. That's his list. Herbert 3, Hurts 4. The kid from Washington 5, and then Burrow right there.
I don't know if I'm drinking that Kool-Aid.
Mm. To his brother, third string, not near his brother. Pretty sure he's 5'10", doesn't have the goods. Thanks.
We'll find out when he gets loaded with everybody around him and see what it's like back there. Like, hey, five-star guys, this is really fun playing with you. Now you see why mom and dad moved out from Hawaii. We love Alabama.
Someone said, who drafted Charles Harris?
Chris Greer's guy.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, we got to go to break.
All right. I got a lot more. We could read more if we need to coming up.
Well, listen, man. I tell you, one team feels like they hit a jackpot on that first round. Tyler Hero.
Ooh.
Man, don't tease me, bro. During preseason, 9 of 14. The first, 14 points last night, 20 in the first half. If he keeps shooting like this, this regular season is going to be fun. 19 years old. He ain't acting 19 the way he's in confidence. He's dripping, man, with confidence right now.
You love that word.
I do.
You love that word.
I didn't even know dripping was like how you dress.
Yeah, you got that drip.
It's not confidence, actually. It's the way you dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a drip.
I was a little off on that one.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm not off on every day. That's your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. They're dripping. They're dripping in great products for you right now. I'm just going to use dripping on everything.
Everything. That time again where we give you a chance to win $1,000 seven times a day. Listen, weekdays between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. That's between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. for the keywords and text them to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Win $1,000 of Joe's dough right here on AM 560.
Not too much,
Joe.
Man.
$1,000.
Expensive.
Man. Well, a couple times a day you have a chance. Right here on AM 560, The Joe, WQAM, and radio.com sports station.
All right, 56022. We had a lot of text messages come in, and we'll jump on. We've been all over the board, busy day in sports yesterday. Fun. I like it. We got a couple weeks of, we got the World Series starting up, and then the regular season for NBA. So we got a little short period of time where we get to enjoy for the hardcore. You think most people like all four sports? Forget the gambling. Forget the gambling. Do you think most people in this town go, you know what? I like all four teams. I'm a fan of all four teams. I think most people are two or three teams.
If you're telling me I could, my options are one, two, or three, or four, I'm going to go two or three. I'm going to say that some people just don't like one sport. Maybe someone just doesn't like hockey or doesn't like baseball or is not a big fan of basketball.
Or people say I didn't grow up with it.
Right. That's it also. I mean, listen, I grew up down here.
Didn't play it. Didn't, you know, get to play it as a kid or whatever.
Until 88, 89, that we just had football. And then the Heat came.
Man.
And then baseball and hockey.
That seems so long ago when it used to be the Miami Hurricanes and Miami Dolphins.
That's it.
Playing at the old Orange Bowl, and that was it. Basketball was never even talked about. College basketball. Baseball team was really good.
Yeah.
But that was it. And then spring baseball. When I got down here, the Yankees were in Fort Lauderdale.
Baltimore.
The Orioles were in Miami and an old beaten-up place. And then we had three or four teams like in Palm Beach. Like, we had a whole bunch of teams in South Florida. Boy, that's changed.
But not our own. That was the difference. 88, 89, the Heat came. What, 93, you got the Marlins. Well,
that's
and the
one
Panthers.
Of the reasons we have so many fans of the Braves, the Yankees, and the, I guess, the Orioles a little bit. They were down here.
Orioles, thank you. Let me read a couple text messages for you. 56022 is the text line right now, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Tony Dungy would straighten this team out and know what to do with draft picks. Ross needs to smarten up and give him a Gruden-like deal. You ready to give Tony Dungy a 10-year, $100 million deal to run this team?
On behalf of Tony Dungy, who I've known for a long time, Tony Dungy is not interested in coming back to be a head coach. He's made that clear for years. One of the few guys on TV not using TV to get another head coaching job. Tony Dungy is a man of faith, more driven by that these days. And that little Sunday night gig is all he needs.
Right. He's got a good gig. Good morning, guys. We got rid of two young starting first-rounders to take a gamble on two late first-rounders. Genius.
Well, the one you get a couple more picks in that, but Tunsil's a few more. The one to me is going to be the Pittsburgh pick. Wherever it is, you still got to match it up
for a
with what you get from Minkah Fitzpatrick. And Minkah's a really good player.
Taco has achieved more in 4 weeks than Charles Harris did in four seasons.
It's amazing.
It really is. It's crazy when you say that, but it's true.
It's amazing. It is. And you're not the first person to say that. That's one that is shared all over the stadium by people talking about the game. That's the Charles Harris thing. You know, you thought new coaching staff. New schemes.
Yeah, put them in a new position.
New position, stand up, 3-point, inside, outside, Holiday in. You thought it would work, but guess again, it just hasn't worked.
If Burrows is so good, why did he transfer? That's always a red flag to me.
You know what? So that's interesting, by the way. Where was he? We were talking. Where was Joe Burrow before? Does anybody know real quickly? 56022. Where was Joe Burrow before? So we don't have to look it up.
I don't even know.
But so that what do you think the first thing he's asked about
is about when, that.
Like, hey, why'd you transfer? Now Joe Flacco. There have been other guys transfer. Joe Flacco transferred.
Right.
Ohio State. Thank you. Hollywood coming out. I don't know why he didn't jump in.
I didn't even hear it in my headphones.
Oh. So he's at Ohio
State. I was hoping you would take the information, act like you thought of it.
Oh,
I didn't think of it.
Wow, well done.
I wanted you to feel smart there.
That was very nice, Hollywood. Joe Burrow,
Joe Burrow went to, I didn't even know that, went to Ohio State, transferred.
Ohio State, everyone's texting him.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to hold it against him that much. What kind of red flag is that? It worked for Joe Flacco.
I mean, it's happening all over the place now. That's different.
Well, that's the other thing. There are going to be a lot of guys transfer. They're going to hold against Jalen Hurts. They're going to be a lot of guys. There's a lot of good football players right now in this country. They're transferring. Transferring is more popular than ever. And sometimes the schools pick the wrong guy to go with.
Right.
Russell Wilson did too, didn't he?
Russell Wilson. That's right. Thank you. Very good.
He's a bad quarterback.
Yeah, terrible.
Went to Wisconsin for 1 year. I'd say it worked out for him, although he's only a third-round pick because he was, remember, too short.
Didn't the last two number one overall picks transfer? Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray.
You know, Baker walked on.
Right. I mean, it's yeah. Red flag was 15 years ago. Guy transferring.
But they will ask him like, "Hey, man, are you a quitter?" Somebody one of those. Are you a quitter? Or something. No, I'm just. I played. I've gotten a better system. Don't you think?
Can you guys please talk about Joe Burrow a little bit? You're selling a very uninformed public what an overrated quarterback is in Alabama. Well, I don't think he's overrated in Alabama. Some people think he is. Burrow is definitely making a push right now to be one of these guys.
I don't. So he said Joe Burrow was like a six-round pick.
He did.
Joe Burrow.
Before the season.
If Joe Burrow doesn't go in the first round somewhere, something. I'm never going to play Mel Kiper Jr. on the radio ever again if Joe Burrow's not a first-round pick. You agree with that? I can't imagine him not being a first-round pick.
No, he's a first-round pick. Yeah, he's a first-round pick.
God, he makes all the throws. And not only is he putting the ball in the right place, Zach, his touch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
November 9th is a big game. It's Alabama LSU. All the scouts in the world that need a quarterback are going to be at that game.
Mm-hmm.
And LSU's defense is really good. So Tua's going to have the best defense he's played all year long.
Well, he's got good corners who can cover a little bit against his really good wide receivers.
Right.
He may have more good wide receivers than they have corners. We'll find out.
Well, that's, I mean, I think he's got more good receivers.
All I know is I like to have the problem they both have. That kind of talent. Are you kidding me?
Right. I mean, come on. That's just absolutely ridiculous. 56022. Stop texting in Ohio State. I know it. Thank you. Troy Aikman transferred from Oklahoma to UCLA. Worked out pretty well for him.
Boy, it did. But he went to, why did he go to a running school at the time?
I don't know.
I never understood that. What did you think? You were going to be run the triple option and drop back to throw?
Yeah, that's it. Last Alabama quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Go.
Joe Namath. Ken Stabler.
It's got to be one of those guys. Yeah, I know. I get it. Alabama hasn't put out a good quarterback in forever.
I'm real careful.
I get it.
That's like saying USC the same thing.
Right,
same argument with USC. Calm down.
Come on. Yeah, it says November 9th is actually the most important Dolphins game of the year. Someone corrected me. LSU and Bama. It's not just the most important college game. It's the most important Dolphin game.
Isn't it funny, though? People would be watching like, all right, I've been listening to all these dummies talk about it. I want to see them both play now.
More than likely, if both those guys end up being who they are, that's going to be your pick. If you have the number one pick, one of those guys.
We got to be careful. There's a guy in Oregon that people like a lot.
I know. Cam Newton transferred from Florida to Auburn. Didn't work out good for him either. He won a Heisman. It was the number one overall pick.
And that was legit. That was a legit pick. He's that good. He's coming back, boy. We've got to find out how that's going to play out for him. You got to go with the hot guy even when you're paying guys $100 million plus a year.
What do you do? He's undefeated.
And you don't want him salty. Hey, Cam, why don't you go another week on that shoulder?
Right, let's see what happens here.
Why don't you go another week on that shoulder and go, we're going to let this kid.
You think to a point at that, the Carolina staff might be saying, man, I hope he struggles. Kyle, be easier to put Cam back in. Because if he wins again, they go 5-0. And last one says, Troy went to Oklahoma for the money, guys. Okay, thanks.
He wanted to get drafted twice, right? He got it twice. First at Oklahoma. Yep. Got some of that alumni money. We're out of time, man. Lebby and Stu Gotts are coming up. Thank you so much for everybody who's with us today. I really enjoyed that. That was fun.
Want to do it again tomorrow?
Can we do it again tomorrow?
Let's do it again tomorrow.
That sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.